Triple M right across the coast. It is Strotty for Brekkie on a sensational Wednesday morning. It is the 14th day of November. Why is it sensational? Well, I just think it is. You know, we're here. There's that many crook things going on in the world today. And you and I have woken up. We're okay. That's good. Well, I hope you're okay anyway. Love Supertramp giving a little bit at 5:08. Partly cloudy for your day today. A slight chance of a shower. 23 to 28 degrees. They said partly cloudy yesterday. It was just the most gorgeous day. Although, that old nor'easter certainly did chop things up a little bit, didn't it? Yeah. Coastal waters will see the nor'easter hammering us again today, up to about 20 knots. Unless you've got a beach that faces south, it's going to be very, very choppy today. Anyway, we'll put up with that, you and I, eh? Yes. Major news stories doing the rounds today. The Prime Minister is in Singapore today for trade talks. And also, Jenny Leong has used parliamentary privilege to call on fellow Greens member Jeremy Buckingham not to run at the next election. This is all over an alleged sex scandal. Also, CNN is suing Donald Trump over one of its journos losing their White House accreditation. Now, this happened a couple of weeks, or 10 days ago. And that will be a huge story you're going to see all over the media today. Locally, police are investigating the cause of a fire that destroyed a home at Bowambi in the early hours of yesterday morning. A half-day public holiday has been approved for next year's Coffs Harbour Gold Cup. And there's been scheduled lane closures on the agenda again today. Through until Saturday, I think, 6 a.m. till 6 p.m. At Clive Bucker for the roadworks there. I know Maureen has been mentioning that in our traffic here on Triple M. In sport, Australia's women have turned on a stunning second half to win a 5-0 win over Chile in Newcastle last night. And today, in sport, the Port Macquarie Swim Club meeting at the pool in Gordon Street at 6. It's Ladies' Day as far as the golf goes in Kempsey today, while there are Stableford's at Port and Kew. And on the show today, plenty happening, including, gee, we've only got a couple of days to go, the Kiwi Cup. Thanks to Newcastle Airport, who are flying direct Newcastle to Auckland, we are putting on, yes, a phantom call of the Kiwi Cup with phantom runners. But the truth is, I'm giving you a racehorse. Yes, you can say you owned a racehorse. Might only be for a couple of days. But if yours wins the phantom call of the Kiwi Cup, you're going to walk away for you and your partner to return airfares from Newcastle to Auckland. And it's just such a beautiful place, New Zealand. You hear so much about it. I've been lucky enough to go a couple of times, and it is absolutely stunning. Has some railway station names that have 74 letters in it. But other than that, it is a sensational place, and this is a really great prize. So we're going to give away some horses, and I will give away a horse tomorrow in the 5 to 6 Club for our wonderful early morning listeners. We know this is the best part of the day, and I want you to be part of it. So tomorrow we'll give away a horse in the Kiwi Cup to one of our 5 to 6 Clubbers. Also on the show today, of course, the best of. This is so much fun. It is voted for, not by us, by you, through the Triple M website, triplem.com.au. Now, yesterday, just before 8, we released our new category. This is going to be one that's really going to be strongly contested. The best burger on the coast. Who's got it? We're going to find out of 7:30 as the votes are tallied up. And then going into 8, we'll release our next category for today. Alrighty, so with the best of, thanks to Holiday Coast Credit Union and their best new car loans, only decided by you, the Triple M listeners, who go to the website. Alrighty, also Worst Dad Joke Wednesday coming up today. The best of the worst, I don't know, have you heard a good dad yarn? One that's really made you cringe, but you think, yeah, that's pretty good. Well, I want to hear from you about 7:45. There's another 1,000 up for grabs on the birthday wheel today. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Prince Charles, Claude Monet and Yanni. You remember when Yanni did the theme song for the rugby league about 20 years ago? It was the worst song you've ever heard. They didn't go back to Yanni. I don't think many people remember Yanni. Also, Christy in with What's On the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. Stack on today as well. 13:27:10, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 5:12. We
love
our city.
Feels good. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels good.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
The following is a paid political announcement written and spoken by the coalition government's latest saviour, Scott Morris-Dance, and his finance minister, Matthias Kormenegger.
Look, hearken unto me, my darling voters. As you ponder the coming election, just think of the fabulous prosperity you're enjoying thanks to my government's economic brilliance through the Scrooge-like efforts of my colleagues like Matthias here, the human hoover.
Yeah, I have been known to suck a dollar back out of a poker machine.
Amen. We are economic miracle workers.
Yes, we turned the lame duck and stool economy into a beautiful Schwanznitzel.
Yes, the amazing economy we've created is...
Whoa. What was that? It is just business confidence dropping a bit. It is nothing.
Oh, okay. So, as I was saying, our economic policies are like financial Viagra.
What happened? What?
No problem. It is just the underlying employment rate exploding slightly.
Oh, right.
Yes, so our financial Viagra has put us up there with the big knobs of world economic...
Do not worry, Herr ScoMo. It is just the housing market collapsing a smidgen dumping more. Carry on.
Well, in the jungle of world economics, our nation is the brave and fearless tiger.
No, what now? What?
It is only hospital waiting lists and health fund premiums skyrocketing. It is fine.
But no, what the hell?
Ignore it. It is just a little wages growth stagnation. Along with slowing business investment, it is just economic recalibration.
Well, thank God for that. Oh, yes, my people. Ours is the Jennifer Hawkins of economic models, with legs all the way up to... No!
It is okay. It is only household spending dropping and the dollar falling and the stock market heading south and childcare costs exploding and tax revenue shrinking and...
It's carnage! We need a diversion! Quick, someone challenge me for the leadership! Abbott! Dutton! Jolly Bishop, get in here!
Green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Sandra Bullock was at the premiere of her new film Bird Box in LA overnight. Now, the film also stars our own Jackie Weaver. The Academy Award winner had also just donated $100,000 to help animals affected by the Californian wildfires. Celine Dion has announced a new children's clothing line which promotes gender-neutral fashions. The veteran songstress is selling everything from tops to jackets and dresses to shoes and blankets, as well as clothes for baby. I suppose the clothes will go on. And a remake of the classic horror film Child's Play, which introduced fans to the terrifying killer doll Chucky, is returning to theatres next year. Oh, no! The preview shows a doll's box in a warehouse awaiting delivery with the catchphrase, "More than a toy." I hate that doll!
I said talk to me, damn it, or else I'm going to throw you in the fire!
You stupid...
Get back to music.
Triple M.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the great man, Bluey Waters, who was loving yesterday till the wind got up. Hello, Bluey.
Good morning, Strawny. Yeah, and we got a few whiting yesterday. It was very nice early in the morning, and just on the bottom of the tide there, the whiting were on the bite, and up to about probably, they were probably about 30, 33 centimetres long. They were pretty good, yeah. Mm,
very nice indeed. Mm. Beautiful sunrise this morning. Wasn't that spectacular? Just on 5:30, Bluey. Incredible.
Yes, it is. It's a great time of the year, isn't it? Yes, yeah. We just go to the end of spring sort of thing when you get these lovely sunrises and you get a little bit of cloud cover motion, different types of cloud covers, formations.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
Good stuff, but I'm sorry to say the Nor'easter is going to absolutely hammer you again today, Bluey.
Thank you very much.
You're in Port Macquarie, of course, just south of Port Macquarie. The Nor'easter may go to 20 knots north of you, probably only about 10 to 15 for today. Given you've got the tides the way they are with the low bottoming out at 7, but the wind's starting to get up, and not that much difference. It's only a 1.2 high. Where are we going to go today?
Yeah, it's hump day today, so we're out to the estuary this morning and we're going to take a few prawns with us. We're going to go for a brim or a blackfish today.
Or blackfish, okie dokie.
You might check your tides too. I don't think you're putting daylight saving in.
Well, I'm getting him off the official site, Louie, and they're saying that
You're now behind.
Oh, you reckon? Okay.
Yep.
Oh, they normally say that that's right, but I will amend that if that's what you say. Yep. So we should be an hour behind. So 8 o'clock. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine being on the border in Queensland, Blue. You wouldn't know what day it was. Imagine trying to order stuff and deliveries and fair dick. Anyway, the border's got to go somewhere, hasn't it?
That's right. Yeah.
But go on.
I like the one with the alcohol up there on the border, sort of thing, because they don't have recycling in Queensland. Your beers are a lot cheaper in Queensland, so you go and buy your beer in Queensland, then come across the other side to recycle it
and reclaim it. But there was a time, I mean, you and I hate daylight saving, and we joke about it. But yeah, we were trying to get some politician to move the Tweed River to the Hastings, and that way we get rid of daylight saving and the petrol would be cheaper and the beer would be cheaper. Blue, we couldn't get any takers with that, could we?
No.
Yeah, anyway, we'll soldier on.
Now, I've got results through from the Lyra and United Services Fishing Club. They had their monthly combine at the weekend. Didn't do too bad. Deep Sea Boys got some nice fish. Snapper up to 5.5 kilos. Some nice fish there. Trag to 3.5 kilos. Pigfish to 0.5 kilo. Mowongs to 1 kilo. Sand flathead around the 3/4 kilo mark. The beach and rockers, they did all right with tarler to 1 kilo. Salmon to 2.5 kilos. Biggest jewfish went 15 kilos back in the estuary. Dusky flathead to 1 kilo. Brim to 1.2 kilos. And again, the whiting, 450 grams. So the southern area is really producing some very big whiting.
Yeah, well, Mikko sent me one. He got last week. Nice photograph. It must have been 400 grams as well. And yeah, remember we said the guys from Cougar in Coffs Harbour got absolutely. They smashed the snapper on Monday. So Sunday and Monday looks like it was good. And isn't it funny how Al from Mulloway wasn't in the area?
Yes.
he was up at Nimbin. Just Al, you're thinking of staying there? I mean, that's what we want to know. You know, the weather was good.
Lovely spot for you, Al.
Yeah, Nimbin. Lovely spot for you.
And the people are so friendly there towards him.
Yeah, I think so. And also, looking if he can't fish while he's there, he's got to take up a hobby. Now, we've all been to Bangalow and around that area of Nimbin. He could take up basket weaving, Bluey.
Yes, that'd be all right, wouldn't it?
You know, like it's still in contact with nature. He's a woodworker, but he could be a basket weaver. Don't you think he'd be a good basket weaver?
Great idea. Great idea.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, clubs, any out this weekend, Bluey?
Yeah, got a couple of clubs out this weekend. Should be quite good. Firstly, in town here, the Port Macquarie Blue Water Fishing Club have got their Sunday comp on. It's a 12 o'clock weigh-in back at the clubhouse with a barbecue. Also, the Lyra and Hotel Fishing Club, they've got their comp on. It's, I'm going to try to get my page. I'm in trouble here.
Yeah, where's your page, boy? Turn it over. That's the way.
Lyra and Hotel Fishing Club, they've got a monthly comp on. Weighing starts at 1 o'clock, but the barbecue's 12 o'clock at the front of the hotel. Also, the North Haven Bowling Club Anglers, they're also out this weekend. 2 o'clock weigh-in at the rear, in the park next, the club with the barbecue. And also the Fredrigan Amateur Fishing Club. They've also got a comp on this weekend. It's a 2 o'clock weigh-in at the Fido Pub. Weigh-ins at between 5 and 7 on Friday at the pub.
Okey-dokey. All right, Bluey, thank you for that. Now, a bit of homework for you. Port Macquarie Racing tomorrow. You're on fire as far as your tips go at the moment. So how about
Not until last week I was.
Direct the story.
I jumped out 8th. I was 8th at the turn. Yeah. I finished 8th.
You finished. So at least you're consistent. Yeah. All right, Bluey. Thank you for that. We'll need a best bet as far as the Port races go tomorrow. I want you studying this afternoon when that nor'easter gets up, because you won't see anybody. And if you're going out today, you're saying go out early to the estuary.
Out the estuary, take a few prawns, try for a brim or a blackfish.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Mostly sunny and a top of 26 on the Mid-North Coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. A progress update has come from Oxley MP Melinda Pavey on the expansion of the Mid-North Coast Correctional Centre. The multi-million dollar expansion is creating local jobs. About 70% of the construction team from the Kempsey region. The 440-bed max security expansion also comes with improvements to the visitor and administration buildings and the gatehouse. Work should be done by the end of 2019. Two state government grants totaling $95,000 going to the Harrington Crowdy community. The money will provide the Marine Rescue Unit with modern equipment. The Harrington and Crowdy head fishing communities have grown in the past few years, increasing the demand for well-equipped responses to emergencies. Local MP Leslie Williams says it gives locals peace of mind.
Well, I'm really pleased to announce that the Harrington Crowdy Head Marine Rescue Unit will be receiving two new four-wheel drives, which will help them to respond to emergencies more quickly and effectively. And of course, they'll also receive funding for the installation of a solar power system.
Mid-North Coast residents on the NBN SkyMuster satellite service are set to benefit from new plans coming into effect next year, which are promising to free up a lot more data. NBN Chief Executive Stephen Roo says under SkyMuster Plus, activities that are classed as essential internet services will not count towards the monthly data limit of SkyMuster.
This product will help deliver faster download speeds and exclude monthly data limits on essential online services, things like internet banking and email for rural and regional Australians.
And this World Diabetes Day, the 1.7 million Aussies battling the disease being reminded to observe the correct techniques at all times. Almost a third of those require injectable therapy, with some having to do so multiple times a day depending on the severity of their condition. However, the latest research shows many are still at risk due to inadequate injecting techniques. Now to sport. This week's been known as Shush for Kids Awareness Week, looking to spark conversations about why sport needs to be kept positive for children. The campaign also works to support officials and volunteers while reminding that sport is about enjoyment as much as it is about winning. It's something state government is pushing, saying the pre-summer season is the perfect time to maintain a positive sporting influence. A number of sporting organisations are also in support, including basketball, cricket, gymnastics, athletics, softball, swimming, tennis and touch. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44th Smith Street, Kempsey.
Have a north and northeasterly wind blowing, so it's making a mess of all our beaches except those protected northern corners. And the northern corners have a few decent little waves around this morning. That swell has come up a little bit. It is out of the northeast also, so you've got some lovely, nice left-handers swinging down those northern corners. Wave size is around that 2 to 3 feet mark. We do have low tide around 7 o'clock this morning, so expect those waves to improve as that tide comes in. We do have a high tide around 2 o'clock this afternoon, and the water temperature is around 18 to 19 degrees.
Here in Oz, we're famous for the Melbourne Cup, the Cox Plate, the Slipper, and now the Triple M Kiwi Cup.
Oh, sweet.
Up for grabs. Two return airfares from Newcastle to Auckland, flying Virgin Australia. Catch Strawny for breakfast for a crack at the Triple M Kiwi Cup.
The thunking means holiday hungy.
Powered by Newcastle Airport.
New Zealanders now closest bro.
Fly Newcastle direct to Auckland with Virgin Australia for a limited time only.
Triple M bro.
Yes, and the Kiwi Cup's going to be run on Friday. The Phantom Call, which has runners in it. How good is the field? Russell Crowe, Piggy Muldoon, Sir Edmund Hillary, Peter Jackson, Jonah Lomu, Lord, Australian Tourist Visa, Dame Kiri Takanawa, Neil Finn and Tom the Sheep. Who will win the Kiwi Cup? I don't know. We will go to a draw with ANZ to draw out the names and then the horses, and then we'll run the race. Now, Greg in Laurieton, have you ever owned a horse before, Greg?
Haven't done. The nearest I've come is the manure.
The manure for the roses or the strawberries. I see you, Greg. Now, this is it. See, this is the wonderful thing about radio. Here I am handing out horses today. This is a first for you. You've never owned a horse. You have now. And you're going to find out which one it is on Friday morning as we'll do the draw for listeners to Triple M and then for their horses. But, Greg, you have a horse in the Kiwi Cup. Now, the Melbourne Cup, I can't help you there, champion, but I have given you one in the Kiwi Cup. Have you been to Auckland before, Greg?
No.
You absolutely love it. It is such a beautiful country. And right on our doorstep, what is it, 2 hours down the road, depending on where you are?
Across the ditch.
Yeah. You get to Newcastle, and for a limited time, Virgin Australia flying direct Newcastle to Auckland. That could be you and your better half. How about that, Greg?
I'll get out the toy jacket and the fedora for Friday for the races. How's that, Greg?
Oh, beautiful. Can you give me a cheers, bro, before you go?
Cheers, bro.
Strawny.
Across the Mid-North Coast, Triple M's on the quest
for the Mid-North Coast best.
This is the best.
For Holiday Coast Credit Union, home of the best new car loan.
Yeah, and yesterday we released our category of best burger. Now, this is one that this is the best response we've had as far as votes go, all right? Stacks of votes spread out across the entire Mid-North Coast. But the winner, there can only be one, is the Good Grub Shack at Bungwahl, all right? That's on the Manning. Congratulations. They secured, have a listen to this, 66.25% of the vote. Just amazing. Now, I've tried to ring them, but I can't get through. But congratulations. The Good Grub Shack in Bungwahl. Yeah. Fantastic. Daniel Seal Rocks, they got 66.25% of the vote. And apparently, one of the most popular burgers they sell is called the Fancy Pants. So, geez, if you're anywhere around, you know, Seal Rocks in Bungwahl, try the Fancy Pants at the Good Grub Shack. 66.25% of the vote. Another category coming up just before 8 o'clock. The only way you can get your fave over the line is to go to triplem.com.au. It's the best of, thanks to Holiday Coast Credit Union, with the best new car loans.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there. An electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, let's see how we go today. Act one on the program, we go to John in Port Macquarie. G'day, John.
Good morning, Mark.
What's your yarn for us today, John?
A guy's working in the garden and his young daughter comes rushing up to him and says, Daddy, what's sex? And he says, oh, geez, old enough to know. So he gives her the four birds and the bees story. And when he's finished, he looks at her and she's got this look of stunned amazement on her face. And he said, why did you ask? She said, well, Mum said dinner will be ready in a couple of secs.
Oh, no! Dear, oh dear, I wonder where that one was going. Gary, good morning. What's your story for us today, Gary?
Story, mine's a thinking man's joke. Say you died and you went to hell, and while you're in hell, you got into a heated argument with one of the other inmates. Where would you tell him to go?
I like that. I like that. I see it follows a path. Now, David, last hack for today. Good morning, David. What's your yarn for us?
Hi, Stoney. How you going? Yeah, good.
Where you go, buddy?
How did the farmer find his wife?
How did the farmer find his wife?
He tracked her down.
That is terrible! Oh, my Lord, what are we doing?
I'm grateful to you, Spider-Man.
Strawny.
For breakfast.
Strangely enough, I do rather enjoy running around in a hot costume.
Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast and $1,000 on the birthday wheel coming up after 8. We gave one away earlier in the week. We're in the mood. We're feeling the feeling. That is Blue Suede there, Hooked on a Feeling at 11 to 8.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured and I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there. An electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yeah, so we go to the soundproof booth. Glenn Stewart otherwise occupied. But Russell Stockham in the chair. Good morning, Russ. How are you?
Morning, Shawnee. Good, mate. How are you?
Look, they were three pretty good yarns, actually, out of John in Port, Gary and David. Who did you like?
Mate, I actually hadn't heard the last one, so we'll go with David and tracked it down.
Tracked it down? Isn't that terrible? Oh, my goodness, David, congratulations. A nice voucher at the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant coming away to have some lunch on us. Talking about that, like the C word, Christmas is not far away. And we're already booked out at the Eastern Tiger Restaurant.
The Eastern Tiger Restaurant's booked out, yeah.
Wow.
Booked out a few weeks ago, so it's always very popular. So, yeah, if you, they're taking reserves, but, you know, it's so popular they don't get many bookings now, so.
That's fantastic. Unbelievable. What the allure is of no washing up, eh, Russ?
Oh, mate, that's right. You can go up there, eat what you want, walk down, go home, have a sleep.
Exactly right. Now, are lucky members draw there tonight?
Mate, it's $2,500 tonight.
$2,500.
We're here to win it, though, haven't
we? You've got to be in it to win it. You've got to be there to win it. Okay, and great entertainment always at the club, and another big week coming up, starting on Friday night with You Have the King. That's it, baby. I'm there. The King's going to be there, baby, on Friday.
Gary King's back. Yeah, he's very popular. And then we've got In a Groove on Saturday. So, mate, two great nights of entertainment.
For sure. And some great promos coming up too, Russ.
Oh, mate, it's obviously Christmas season coming up, so we've got our Christmas toy raffle coming up on the 24th of November. That's only a week or so away, and tickets go on sale at 1 o'clock, and it's drawn at 3:30, and then we've got our kids' Christmas party on Saturday the 1st of December. That'll be fun. There'll be 150 screaming kids having a great time, and then the ham raffle start the week after on the 5th of December.
Oh, we love that. And I love it because on the last Wednesday before Christmas, Russ, there's always 100 hams. Can you believe that?
Mate, they're always better when you win one.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I know. Good on you, buddy. Thanks, Russ.
Yeah, thanks very much, Strawny.
Russell Bye. Stockham, CEO of the Port City Bowling Club, our great sponsors, and David, and he's tracked her down.
Oh. Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road.
It's Triple M.
Across the Mid-North Coast, Triple M's on the quest for the Mid-North Coast's best.
This is the best.
For Holiday Coast Credit Union, home of the best new car loan.
Yeah, and thank you to everyone who votes to award people that are really working hard to provide us with great services and great experiences here on our beautiful part of the Mid-North Coast. It's been a great, fun week. Today, the category we're looking at, we need you to tell us who is the best hairdresser on the Mid-North Coast, all right? Now, the only way you can vote is head to our website, triplem.com.au, and tell us who you think is the best hairdresser on the Mid-North Coast. Only Triple M Club listeners and Triple M people around the Mid-North Coast that are listening to us here can vote, all right? Head to the website, triplem.com.au, you Triple M listeners. We need to know who is the best hairdresser on the Mid-North Coast. We'll announce the winner out of 7:30 tomorrow morning. So get along and vote, eh? Yeah. It is the best of, and it is so much fun. We thank you so much for all your involvement, Triple M listeners. Only you can vote, triplem.com.au, and it's thanks to Holiday Coast Credit Union with the best new car loan. Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. She's all downhill to the weekend after today. Yeah, the car's there and shake it up at 10 past 8.
Triple M.
Birthday wheel.
For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Now, Triple M listeners, we go straight to the lounge room at John's place where he's on the phone. Hello, John.
How you going, buddy?
I'm good, mate. Now, are you feeling lucky, John? You feel it in your bones?
Well, I need a change of luck, so something's got to happen right for once.
All right, buddy. A pleasure, mate. Thanks to 40 Winks. All I've got to do is match your birthday. What number are we looking for you on the wheel, John?
17.
17. All right, John, here we go. Come on, number 17. Come on, number 17. Come on, number 17.
Go 17.
It's gone past. Will it come around? Oh, John, we're 7 out. It has landed on the number 24. Can't give you the cash, John, but I really appreciate the call. And end of the month, Christy does the draw for the big Triple M bag. Jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win that. Thanks, John.
Thanks very much.
Good on you, buddy. Now, our birthdays today. I don't have anyone in the birthday book today, but if I did, they would be sharing their birthdays with the likes of Prince Charles, Claude Monet and Yanni. Do you remember when Yanni did the theme song to the rugby league? No. Most people don't. He did, though. It's 11 past 8. It's Triple M.
Home
Triple M right across the coast. It's Strawny for Brekkie. Yeah, and voting underway now for the best hairdresser. That includes barbers. I've already had a call on the best of. Head to triplem.com.au. It is midnight special there from the great Creedence Clearwater Revival at 8:45.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Here's Christy.
Do you go to a barber or a hairdresser?
I go to a...
Or your wife.
Barber, yeah, barber.
Yeah, we'll see women and men go to barbers. Women and men go to hairdressers, so they're all equal.
Exactly right.
Of course, it's open to barbers and hairdressers, as you say.
There you go. Gee, we don't want to just talk about a demarcation dispute. Hey, listen, what about the best burger, too? It went off today, and we've got to congratulate our winners because, we've never had 66% of the vote for anything.
Just incredible.
And they got it. The Good Grub Shack at Bungwall. A couple of the great burgers I've had a look on their site where people talk about. Mm-hmm. Is the Grub Father.
Yeah, how good is that? The Grub Father. I reckon that's going to be a hot one. Is it a hot one?
I think it is. Yeah. It'd have to be, wouldn't it?
It's Grub probably their signature dish. So, I'm willing to go for
the Fancy Pants.
The Fancy Pants. Ooh.
That sounds like a good one, yeah. Anyway, go to triplem.com.au to vote. Now, what's happening today?
Well, do you like fly fishing? Because the Hastings Fly Fishers Club meet at 7 o'clock at the Port City Bowling Club tonight. So if you already fly fish or you want to learn the art of it, and it's quite a knack for it, you're going to have a real good knack for this. Here's your opportunity to meet up with like-minded people. And Port Macquarie Swimming Club meet tonight at the pool in Gordon Street from 6 o'clock. And in golf, it's Ladies' Day at Kempsey today while there are stable foods at Port Macquarie and Q. And if you like dancing, Nambucca Heads RSL are hosting Cuban salsa classes from 6:30. And Nambucca River Dragon Boat Club meet the Savo at the Lions Park Boat Ramp in Maxville from 4:15.
All right. Thank you, Christy.
And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
13 to 9. Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast and the Romantics there and What I Like About You. That's it for us on the show today and What I Like About You, our Triple M Club members and listeners. You're so generous with your time. If you want to vote on the best of Mid-North Coast today, we're looking for a hairdresser and I have had calls. Yes, it does include barbers. Just head to triplem.com.au. On the show tomorrow, second last day for a horse. Yes, we are giving away horses in the Kiwi Cup. You might be off return flights with your bestie from Newcastle to Auckland. That and a whole lot more tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone. Ray after 9. Make it.